Hello, this is Yoki Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you'll be awakened that this era is that people be able to experience enlightenment immediately in to work as a bodhisattva, which means to share all the good things with others. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Now the bow of the Dharmakara, which bodhisattva, in this Amitayu Sutra is 21st bow. It's written like this. When I reach the Buddhahood, if humans and devas in my world, all of them are not able to fulfill the form of the 32 great form, I will not gain the true enlightenment. What is this 32 form of the great form? Well, it's the Buddha has 32, all the Buddhas has the 32 particular forms. As you see the Buddha image, for example, the head, top of the head is raised. And ears is like this, and this and that. Some people misunderstand that the worshipping to the Buddha image is like a worshipping to idol. Also feel strange that great spirit of the universe has formed. Actually, before I start practicing, like I started my practice in 18 years old, but just at the beginning I also felt strange. Actually, I didn't want to worship to the Buddha image in the beginning. Well, get back to the subject. What is this meaning of the forms, special forms, like ear is like this, there's a circle right in the back form, like horror, hello. And this is the most deepest and most difficult philosophy to understand of the Mahayana Buddhism. The forms of the Buddha, 32 special forms of Buddha. It's a philosophy of tools and the truth, which is in the Lotus Sutra. So let's start from the truth. From the tools aspect. Well, as I've been saying, that Mahayana Buddhism started with the visualization of the form of Buddha and chant mantra, the name of the Buddha, and practice for all sentient beings. These three are the base of the Mahayana Buddhism in India. Actually, the Zen Buddhism is started in China, and you cannot find the Zen Buddhism in India, Mahayana Buddhism in India. Well, anyway, it's another subject, so historical subject. So about the tools of the form, the form of the Buddha as a tools, by visualizing the form of Buddha image, is a basic practice. But why it is a basic practice? Visualizing the form, how the face is, how the body is. I didn't understand for a long time, but finally, I found out through giving the workshop of Qi and Buddhism. Well, some of you might know that I'm giving the workshop system to experience the enlightenment through the Qi, an image. And when people's sensitivity toward the Qi opened, and if the people will be led by the facilitator to visualize the form of Buddha after experiencing, sensing the unification of the Qi. By the way, unification of the Qi is a sensation, body sensation, which you lose even you even lose the border of your body, which means that non-duality state you experience. Unification with self and others, and unification with the world. And based on this body sensation, if you be led by the facilitator to visualize the image of Buddha, what you will experience is the totally different next deep level of the enlightenment. Well, I cannot describe by words how the difference is, but feeling both sensation is totally deep and warms. And based on this sensation, if you will be led to chant a mantra, and mantra is the last one, to put prayers that all beings will be, the happiness of all beings, etc. And start chant mantra. For example, Namu Amitabha. And you start feel even the majestic vibration of the universe. This sensation is that each cell of your body start vibrating each other with all cells of your body, all cells. And this is also at the same time you realize, or not realize, but the reality is that your existence is vibrating with each all existence of the whole universe. It's vibrating each other. This I call majestic vibration of the universe. Well, and interestingly, each form has a meaning, the deep meaning. For example, as I said, top of the head of the Buddha's form is like raised. And this is symbolizing that the universe is infinitive development of the spirit, which means that the Buddha is a symbol of the great spirit of the universe. That means that you can never be more than the universe. As you unified with the great spirit of the universe, great spirit of the universe or the Buddha will be developed all the time more than you. And you will be never able to watch. The top of the head means that you can never be on top of the great spirit of the universe, which is obvious. So therefore, all the time, there is a new discovery of the enlightenment, new discovery of the secret of the universe. About each 32 forms, you can maybe find out by even Wikipedia or whatever. Well, anyway, may you rediscover every moment the new discovery, the new secret of the universe, a new secret of the life, which makes you more and more excitement about life. May your life be more and more exciting.